The Moon has just passed last quarter as December opens, and Neptune and Jupiter are both 3 degrees north December 1. Uranus is occulted December 5 for Eastern Hemisphere observers, a close 0.7-degree conjunction for Western viewers. On Wednesday, December 7, Mars is occulted for viewers in the Western Hemisphere. Watch for it beginning at 9 CST. It is fascinating to watch the solar system in motion as the full moon covers one of the planets for a time. The event can last for upwards of an hour, as first the planet blinks out of sight on the east limb of the moon, then pops back into view an hour, or so, later at the western edge. December 11, Pollux, one of the Gemini twins, is 1.8 degrees north of the moon, which happens to be at its furthest distance from Earth, apogee of 404,888 kilometers. New Moon is December 23, and perigee is on the next day, making for extreme tides for coastal areas. In a difficult observation December 24, Venus and Mercury are 3 degrees and 4 degrees, respectively, north of a mostly invisible moon. December 26, Saturn is 4 degrees north, Neptune is 3 degrees north December 28, Jupiter is 2 degrees north December 29. Mercury leads Venus up the western evening ecliptic for most of the month, ending in a conjunction, both objects on the same meridian, December 29. Reach for your binoculars for this event to make it more enjoyable. Venus hugs the horizon shortly after sunset, paired up with Mercury all month, and the Moon December 23, see above. Mars is at its closest approach to Earth for 2022 on December 1. Opposition is December 8, owing to the red planet's asymmetrical orbit, not round. Be sure to watch for the occultation December 8, as noted above. Jupiter shines prominently throughout the evening hours in the constellation Pisces, the fish. The moon passes by twice in December, first as a waxing gibbous apparition December 1, and as a waxing crescent December 29. Saturn is in the southern sky at evening twilight, joining up with the moon December 26. Uranus is visited by the moon December 5, as noted above. Neptune is retrograding in Aquarius until the 4, becomes stationary, and begins prograde thereafter. Winter solstice is on the evening of December 21. James Edgar has had an interest in the night sky all his life. He joined the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada in 2000, was national president for 2 terms, is now the editor of the Observer's Handbook, and production manager of the bimonthly RASC journal. The IAU named asteroid 1995 XC5, 22421, James Edgar, in his honor, and in 2021 he was awarded a fellowship of the RASC.